Mini episode 211 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by The Sports Train, the finest pure sports talk show on both terrestrial and internet radio. Follow them on the web at thesportstrain.net.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hi, this is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with your list of week-in, week-out fantasy football starters in 2012. As of mid-season, we are dropping Cam Newton from the list and adding Peyton Manning, Robert Griffin III, and Frank Gore. All plays are, of course, all things being equal, and assuming that players are healthy and that no other recommended options would edge these guys out on a week-to-week basis. But we feel that it's important to lay down a marker on guys you don't pull if healthy, because too many of our peers in this industry encourage reckless speculation on matchups from week to week, even with players you took in the first round. Our every week quarterbacks are Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Matthew Stafford, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, and Tony Romo. Our every week running backs are Arian Foster, Ray Rice, LeSean McCoy, Maurice Jones-Drew, Chris Johnson, Ryan Matthews, DeMarco Murray, Marshawn Lynch, Michael Turner, Matt Forte, Darren McFadden, Trent Richardson, Adrian Peterson, Ahmad Bradshaw, Steven Jackson, and Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis. Our every week wide receivers are Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, Roddy White, Wes Welker, Andre Johnson, Mike Wallace, Greg Jennings, Victor Cruz, Hakeem Nicks, Jordy Nelson, Brandon Marshall, A.J. Green, and Julio Jones. Our every week tight ends are Rob Gronkowski, Jimmy Graham, Vernon Davis, JerMichael Finley, Aaron Hernandez, Antonio Gates, and Jason Witten. Alrighty, folks, welcome to the FDH Lounge mini episode number 211. It's the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider for NFL Week 10. Rick Morris, Kyle Ross, breaking it down for you here. Just going to run through kind of straightforwardly list of players by position, the marginal players, the non-gimmies recommending by position. 14 quarterbacks, a deep week at that position. Everyone from Roethlisberger and Luck down to Josh Freeman, Matt Ryan, Fitzpatrick, Palmer, Flacco, Newton. Yes, Newton, not going with him as often these days, but situationally may have an opportunity to run and or pass in that one. Dalton, Tannehill, Russell Wilson, a rare recommendation for Alex Smith, and then additionally from there, Matt Schaub, Jay Cutler in that great Sunday night battle. Running backs, like nine of them this week, Martin coming off of last week, how could you not? Doug Martin, Pierre Thomas, going to have a little bit of an opportunity there to do something in that game. New Orleans has had trouble getting their running attack going, but I do think they're going to have an opportunity. That's sort of a little bit of a soft underbelly for the Atlanta defense. C.J. Spiller, I think he's going to get the ball in space to a certain extent. Stephen Ridley, Willis McGahee, Michael LeShore, Reggie Bush, Sean Green, and Felix Jones out there in place of Murray in Dallas. 17 wide receivers, almost twice as many as running backs this week. So all things considered, if you got a flex spot in your league, you're more likely to be looking wide receiver with Reggie Wayne, Cecil Shorts, Vincent Jackson, Mike Williams. You've got Malcolm Floyd, Marcus Colston, Brandon Lloyd, Denarius Moore, Anquan Boldin, Torrey Smith, Steve Smith, Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas, Hickson for the Giants, Percy Harvin, Nate Washington, and Miles Austin. Only three tight ends this week. Very, very thin crop. Tony Gonzalez, Brandon Myers, and Heath Miller. For the teams on the bye, Washington, Arizona, Green Bay, Cleveland, all out teams where we don't recommend any fantasy players outside of the gimmies, and in both cases it's the running backs for these teams, St. Louis and Kansas City, that are the gimmies, but we don't like anybody else situationally. The Atlanta Falcons all in, as they have been throughout the course of the season for us many different weeks, And looking at the big five fantasy plays for the week, speaking of Atlanta, Matt Ryan would be one of them as far as the marginal players, our top five marginal players for the week. Matt Ryan, Stephen Ridley, another name that we've called off a few times, Reggie Bush, Torrey Smith, and Dominic Hickson, the five guys that we like here for this week. So any thoughts on the fantasy landscape, Kyle? I was kind of fortunate last week with my Murderers Row team. In a week where Brady, Gronk, and Vernon Davis were off, being able to pick up Russell Wilson off the waiver wire and getting the first signs of life in quite a long time from Jermaine Gresham and from Justin Blackmon. Talk about playing him at just the right moment.
Yeah, I did too.
Did you?
And
nice.
I somehow, and well, listen to this bad move I did.
Yeah.
Last minute, I swapped out Andrew Luck for Cam Newton because I figured Newton was going to kill Washington's horrible pass defense.
Well,
and I figured in Miami had, like, the best pass defense.
Yeah.
It made a lot of sense. And I still somehow – I had, like, a 13-point lead going into Monday night. And he had his tight end, who was Selleck. It might have been a bye week situation for him. And he had either Macklin or DeSean Jackson.
Okay.
They gave him, like, 4 points. I somehow won. It was actually – I had less than a 10-point lead, actually.
Yeah.
The difference was the fact that – this was the difference because we have a 3-point bonus for 100-yard games in our league. And I have Michael Turner, and like on Atlanta's last play, he got exactly 100 yards, I think, and he gave me the 4 points because he went from 99 to 100, and then plus three, and that was like the difference.
Nice.
So I'm still stuck here. Who do you go with, Andrew Luck or Cam Newton? As I change my team,
that's tough because I'm recommending both of them here this week.
I know.
I mean, long story short,
Those Thursday games are kind of sloppy.
They have been. I don't know what it is. It's not a very scientific reason on this one here versus Newton.
How am I a 16-point dog this week to a 2-7 team in my league? I'm 5-4. I don't know how. My team looks so good through 5 weeks. I was 4-1, had high points 2 weeks. I'm 5-4 now.
Have you made all your changes yet? Because sometimes if you still got guys in the bye.
No, I have a defense I need to pick up.
Oh, okay.
Which reminds me, I need to make a lot of moves.
Yeah, of the two, I probably lean Newton. Just because,
that's
again, you have the running aspect of it also. You have the potential for the goal line vulture situation. So
I also like Carolina this week, as we know from the other mini episode we did lines. So maybe I'm going to go with him.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is, Kyle. Go on Cam Newton this week. Again,
oh God.
It's an interesting landscape. Yeah, it's a killing field this week for tight ends, but pretty good depth at wide receiver. Great depth at quarterback. If your quarterback is on the bye this week, there should be no reason that you should be deprived of somebody at least league average or potentially better in that spot there. But yeah, we're coming down the last days of the season, Kyle. In a couple weeks here, based on the way these things go, most leagues go 13-week regular season. I am unfortunate enough that the two sister leagues I play in are 14-week regular seasons. We play week 17, which I hate with every fiber of my being.
Oof.
Yeah, yeah. It's and winning the championship in the one league last year is one of the first times ever that I didn't get screwed by that. I've always been screwed by key guys being out week 17. And it ends up being a whole thing of, well, how did you not know? You should have planned when you were drafting for your guy being off week 17. And back in the 90s, it would be like, yeah, okay, because I'm not going to take Emmett Smith because week 17 he's going to be off, you moron. So, yeah, that's –
God, you know the Bears' defense is 43 more points than the next best defense?
Really?
In our league? Yeah. Well, I mean, all those touchdowns.
That's remarkable. Although, as we talked about when we were doing the game-by-game
touchdowns
thing, they're mediocre in terms of yardage, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
In a situational kind of a sense. So, yeah, that game Sunday night, again, fantasy and otherwise, Chicago and Houston really doesn't get much better than that. You'd said coming into the season, potential Super Bowl preview. So eyes will be on that game. That's the kind of game where if healthy, I don't know that he's going to be. I don't think he's going to be. That's why he wasn't a recommended play. But Alshon Jeffrey, that would really give Chicago an extra element.
Sure.
Not if he's able to go.
Sure.
Yeah. I would definitely see that being the case. But there's our landscape for NFL Week 10 fantasy-wise. We'll check in with you next week when you guys, after listening to us, have one more W under your belts.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, The Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.